What a weird world those cyclos had lived in. Imagine putting a whole population under a mental cloud. But the idea wasn't solely cyclos, for there it had been among the spiderwebs of the old man library, and it had been a man book which had led him on to the capsules. How could any being consider itself so right as to think it should make all other beings into robots to do its bidding? He thought of Lars. Had Hitler been doing things like that? As Maz, according to a call to Victoria, was still going strong, Johnny went back to tackle Soth. If anyone knew math, he should. Johnny was determined to get motors into production. And after all this time of getting trouble from cyclomathematics, he was feeling quite willful about it. This had to be revealed. There were no two ways about it. Turl and his condemned equations that wouldn't balance, that never made any sense. Why, if something happened with a console, he'd never know what was wrong with the circuit. He couldn't figure one out. Not with cyclo math. Suddenly, he remembered the Voraz letter. Hundreds of thousands of inventions and the formulas all in cyclo math. To really get the crashed arms companies converted over to consumer products, those hundreds of thousands of inventions, even though accumulated for millennia and probably stolen by the cyclos from now defunct races, could very well spell the difference between booming prosperity across the galaxies and having to face a new conference of emissaries howling for his blood. Nobody would be able to figure them out unless he could pry the secret of cyclomath out of these ex-company employees. Mr. Tsung had been right. It could become a diplomatic matter. It could even become war.